Abruptly, he noticed something. Every time he had made this journey, those spikes had all but brushed the top of his head. Now they cleared the murderals by two hands or more. That surprised him. Not that the height of the tunnel changed. The strange was ordinary here. But the extra space the half-man was given. The Great Lord gave his reminders to Murdral as well as men. That extra space was a fact to be remembered. The tunnel opened out suddenly onto a wide ledge overlooking a lake of molten stone, red, mottled with black, where man-high flames danced, died, and rose again. There was no roof, only a great hole rising through the mountain to a sky that was not the sky of Thakandar. It made that of Thakandar look normal, with its wildly striated clouds streaking by as though driven by the greatest winds the world had ever seen. This, men called the Pit of Doom, and few knew how well they had named it. Even after all his visits, and the first lay well over 3,000 years in the past, Dimandred felt awe. Here he could sense the bore, the hole drilled through so long ago to where the Great Lord had lain imprisoned since the moment of creation. Here the Great Lord's presence washed over him. Physically, this place was no closer to the bore than any other in the world, but here there was a thinness in the pattern that allowed it to be sensed. Dimandred came as close to smiling as he ever did. What fools they were who opposed the Great Lord. Oh, the boar was still blocked, though more tenuously than when he had wakened from his long sleep and broken free of his own prison in it. Blocked, but larger than when he woke. Still not so...